Chapter 5. Chess Players. Summary. Linda and Matt are opposing chess players in a tournament. I thought contestants weren't allowed to bring their own boards. Clint raised an eyebrow, studying first a new board and then his opponent setting it up on the first table in the row. Clint's table. Well, Hawkeye. The younger man took the official game clock off the table and set it on the ground next to the standard wooden board before replacing it with a different one. This one was bright yellow. The display was slightly bigger than the ones Clint was used to, but most noticeably, there were two earbuds connected to it. You have your accommodations, I have mine. He answered a little too sweetly, sticking the earbud on his side in his ear and, for the first time, looking up at Clint. Or rather, he raised his head, roughly facing Clint, his eyes hidden by mostly opaque red glasses. You're blind, Clint realized. It's a tactile board. And a talking clock, yes. Clint's opponent, Matt, if the schedule was correct, nodded. You're deaf, which is why you're sitting closest to the front so you don't miss any important announcement. He seemed annoyed, and Clint could guess that he had this conversation a lot. Now, can we start, or do I have to waste any more time getting some official to explain you that this board and the clock follow the tournament rules to a T, and have been improved by the jury? No, sorry. Clint bit his lip, finally sitting back down in his usual seat and setting his water bottle on the ground. Ready when you are. Clint liked playing against new opponents. Sure, there was something reassuring about playing against people he was familiar with. People he had played, and maybe even won against before. People whose tells he could read and whose favorite moves he knew. But there was something exciting about playing someone new. It teased the parts of his brain that craved chaos and adventure, and it kept him more engaged than any other game in the tournament. Do you want me to narrate my moves? Clint offered after watching his opponent track the pieces on the field with his hands for a few turns. Would probably make this whole thing a lot more efficient, wouldn't it? If you don't mind. The other player nodded. It can be a little hard to keep track. Sure, Clint nodded as well, making his new move. If I forget, or if you want to know something else, just let me know. If I can do anything to make this easier for you, you let me know. Matt offered a soft smile. Clint watched him make his next move and click the button on the clock before resting his hand with his fingers on either side of the board. Do you mind some small talk? Clint asked after a moment of turns, during which he was narrating his moves while the other was simply quietly nodding. It keeps me from getting distracted. Maybe you shouldn't tell your opponents that it helps you focus. Matt mused, mock thoughtful. You know, you getting distracted could be rather helpful for me. I believe in being honest with the people I play against. Clint shrugged. Makes it more satisfying when I beat them. Very honorable of you. Matt nodded. Sure, I don't mind some small talk. I'm just generally not a very talkative person. I'm bad at shutting up, so... Clint rolled off, chuckling quietly. After a moment and two more turns, he nodded to the bright yellow chess clock. What does that thing actually tell you? Just the same things it tells you, Matt shrugged. When I click my button, it tells me how much time I have left, and when you click yours, it tells me how much you have. The other buttons are for changing the settings like usual, plus volume control. He made his turn, then pointed his face roughly at Clint. I've offered you to try it, but... I don't think that'd work out. Clint chuckled quietly. No, probably not. Matt nodded, a soft smirk playing with his lips. You are hearing aids, right? Yeah, bilateral BTEs. Clint nodded. They're purple. That's very good to know, Matt laughed. Do you mind talking about... He trailed off, gesturing useless towards his eyes. Talk about what, Hawkeye? Matt smirked teasingly for a moment before he gave in. No, I don't have any remaining vision, but I get by just fine without it. As he spoke, his expression changed from teasing to defensive. Buddy, I don't think you'd make it to this kind of event if you didn't have a grip on your disability. Clint chuckled. Besides, it's not like we're the only ones here. There's another deaf girl, there's the very pretty guy with the prosthetic arm, and there's the guy who keeps stealing second place from me, who's a tetraplegic. Maya, Bucky, and Charles. Matt nodded. Three very good players. He acknowledged. Have you played Maya? Clint asked curiously. When Matt nodded, he added another question. How does that work? I mean, I know she has an interpreter, but just like any other game, Hawkeye, Matt chuckled. We use my board and clock. I use the tactile board and pieces to determine the position, and if there's anything else we have to talk about, then, like you said, she has an interpreter. He shrugged. It's not ideal, but we make it work. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Clint nodded. He scanned the board for a moment, trying to determine what the other man was playing at. Your turn, Matt teased, smirking again. Clint hummed, contemplating the maneuvers they had both made again and making a decision. The game went on for another few rounds until Matt took his glasses off, folding the arms and sticking it into the chest pocket of his shirt. He made another move, cornering Clint's king and cutting off any other moves that could save him. Checkmate, Hawkeye. Author's notes. About this universe. No powers AU. Clint and Matt, Maya, Bucky, Charles, and many others are all chess players. Clint and Bucky are dating, and Charles and Eric are dating.